Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Welcome to our second hour of Seeing Beyond. Today, I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host, and I've been promising you Stefan Vanel. I've been wanting to have him on the show for a long time. He is a master astrologer, and have you been feeling some crunchy times? We're going to be talking to him about what's going on up there that is affecting us down here. So let's hear what our own Skywatch astrologer has to say about this very day, September 11th, and then we'll be back talking about the big picture with Stefan Vanel. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, August 11th. Quiet. The moon sails peacefully through practical Virgo this morning. Luna finally meets up with clever Mercury in the heavens at 5:04 p.m., and then she turns void, of course, until tomorrow evening. Woo. The reason we're having such long void-of-course cycles now is that most of the other planets are in one area of the zodiac. The moon meets them quickly and then finds herself alone in an empty room, and she's void-of-course. Our intuition and judgment are not at their best during the VC cycles. It's a good time to meditate, help others, and to pull back from the material world. If your birthday is this week, August 8th through the 14th, you have a highly charged set of planetary alignments in your new solar return, the chart of your new year, Leo. Who you know is going to be very important, as you have three planets in the sign of partnerships, Libra, in your new solar return. This is the year to join trade groups, neighborhood associations, church and school functions, especially if you're looking for a partner. Yes, yes, yes. Venus rules Libra, and she stands next to sexy Mars and trustworthy Saturn. You've never had this kind of energy in a solar return chart before. Give yourself the chance to meet people. Just take your time making decisions, Leo. Do your homework and let Mercury in Virgo in your solar return guide you to the correct analysis. Excessive expense and ego wars are to be avoided, Leo. You need allies to work your magic. Give them credit when credit is due, as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
I'm really excited about this hour because although I am not an astrologer, I've had a long-time curiosity about it, interest in it, and certainly an understanding that it takes a masterful astrologer to really help to explain it, because to me, it's like a foreign language. It's almost like you need a translator. But one thing I can tell you is that if you're a human being on the planet right now, you're feeling a huge shift, you're feeling like something's going on, and you probably want to know more about it. So we're going to be talking with Stefan Vanel, master astrologer, founder of his company called Spiritual Company, and author of The Astrological Karma of the USA and Charles and Diana, The Inside Story, An Astrological Karmic View, what he thinks about these times. Stefan, I'm so glad you said yes. Thank you so much for having been here.
Oh, it's happy to be here, Bonnie.
Well, you know, one of the things that you send me on a pretty regular basis is an article, a newsletter, comes in my email box where you're talking about the astrology of these times. Do you make that available to the public in general? I mean, is there a way that my Seeing Beyond listeners could get that?
Yeah, anybody can go to my website and just sign up for it.
Okay, and what I noticed
my website is
pardon me?
spiritualcompany.com.
spiritualcompany.com. And what I notice is that you really give some pretty definitive views of what's going on right now. For example, the last one was on the final Saturn-Uranus opposition. So why don't we start with that? Of course, Saturn is kind of tried and true, traditional. Uranus is anything but that. It's kind of new and unexpected
right.
change, the latest technology and that sort of thing. That's my interpretation. But what is happening with Saturn and Uranus, and how is that affecting us?
Well, starting in 2008, there was a series of five Saturn-Uranus oppositions, and this is the first time in 40 years. And I've been talking about it since it started. You know, Saturn is the conventional, the traditional authority, duty, responsibility. And Uranus is the eccentric, the revolutionary, sudden change out of the blue you wouldn't expect, and freedom from old patterns that have outlived their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that was pretty noteworthy is that the first of these oppositions was on November 4th of 2008, which was the presidential election day.
Wow. And this was quite an election, wasn't it?
And us astrologers, we could see that coming months ahead of time before mm-hmm. we even knew who the candidates were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's clearly how the whole world experienced this Uranus-Saturn tension.
So would you say that McCain
symbolically, McCain would be more the Saturn, traditional,
right.
conventional.
Uh-huh.
And Obama is Uranus, the unconventional.
Well, where does that leave Palin in? Who's she?
Well, the thing is, you know, Obama put a little Saturn on his ticket with Joseph Biden,
mm-hmm.
the old responsible senator.
Mm-hmm.
So what did McCain do? He put a little Uranus on his.
I'd say more than a little.
Right.
Yeah, well, it was definitely.
And, you know, and it's been going on for a long time, and it's also, you know, it's been hitting some key points in the U.S. birth chart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was very relatable to the intensity of the healthcare debate.
Mm-hmm.
Where on both sides felt that their Uranian freedom was going to be oppressed by Saturnian authoritative control. Whether it's the right wing who feels that, you know, big government is going to control their freedom and have death panels and so on, or the more progressive side who's trying to get free of the stranglehold that we have by corporate medical care.
And so
both sides, it's this Uranus-Saturn tension.
As I look at this energy, I almost feel like it's the parent who has a rebellious teenager. The parent being the more Saturnian, and the teenager being the more Uranus energy. It just feels like these two. Are they ever going to be able to get along?
Well, you know, Uranus is capable of more maturity than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never going to be, you know, it's like I say this is a dichotomy between freedom and responsibility.
Okay.
And what we really need is a healthy integration of this, you know. Now, the one thing that's going on now is that this last and final opposition is in two different signs. The earlier ones were in Virgo and Pisces. About analytical criticalness and about being free of your pain and your suffering.
Mm-hmm.
This last one is in Aries Libra. And I noticed in the Skywatch thing just a few moments ago, he was talking about the planets in Libra right now. And I've been noticing this affecting a lot of relationships and people's experience of relationship. I mean, Saturn in Libra tends to be a restriction or limitation or karma or responsibility around relationship. And Uranus is, again, freedom, independence. And Libra in Aries is very opposite, too. The key phrase for Libra is, I seek myself through what I unite. And the key phrase for Aries is, I seek myself through myself.
Mm-hmm.
Very different approaches. And what I've been seeing is relationships where they really have been too restrictive and limiting, all of a sudden people are like breaking free of them.
Right.
Or on the other hand, people are like finally willing to really make the Saturnian commitment and perseverance and responsibility and dedication and loyalty that can withstand their need for independence and freedom and being capable to really accept commitment.
All right, so we're in the final Saturn-Uranus opposition, and this has been going on since November 4th of 2008, I think you said. And it's the first time it's happened in the last, the last time it happened was 40 years ago. So so when is this going to be done now, this Uranus, Saturn-Uranus opposition?
Well, this particular Saturn-Uranus tension is starting to back off now. With this, July 26th was the last in this series.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we got a little bit of time to get ready for the really heavy stuff that's coming.
All right. Well, we're going to save that for our next segment because I do need to take a break. I want to talk about this cardinal cross. I want to talk about the heavy stuff. I can hear them out there right now going, wait a minute. I thought that was the heavy stuff. So, and luckily, Stefan and I do have a spiritual bent so that we know that all of this is meant to be. We're going to survive it and hopefully even thrive during it. So it's not going to just be all doom and gloom, I can tell you that. But majorly before we take our next break, Stefan, you have been generous enough to give a 10% discount on all of your readings. And I had one some years ago. You actually came to my home and did your your big reading, which is a life reading. And you not only did my astrology, but you did my tarot and gave me a Tree of Life reading, and it was so complete and wonderful. But just briefly let people know about the various readings they can get with you. And, of course, all of this can be done over the telephone because you're in a different state.
Right. Well, excuse me. I do a half-hour tarot card reading that kind of gives a general view of what's going on in your life, what your lessons are, what can help you, a little bit of past, present, and future. And then I look at specific questions or decisions. I'm very good at decisions because I'm a Libra and I can't make decisions myself, and I don't know what I would do without my cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I might use my cards to figure out what movie I want to go to. And that's $50. And then I do a more involved hour tarot card reading, a Celtic cross reading, and that's $90. And then the Tree of Life reading, which is based on the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, and that's nothing about past or future. A client said it's like 6 months of therapy in 2 hours. It's just a map of your soul and psyche on every level, psychologically and spiritually. That's $170. And then an astrology reading, which is this, you know, my unique style of using this karmic astrology channeled from the Ascended Master Hilarion and combined with psychological astrology. That's a two-hour session by itself plus my prep time, and that's $200. And then the full meal deal, which I did for you that time, is where I combine the astrology reading with the Tree of Life Tarot reading. And that's a three-hour reading. And that's $295.
And well worth every penny, I might add. And if you want to tape it, you can tape it and keep it with you for the rest of your life, because much of this information does not change. But I would suggest that you do give Stefan Bunnell a call, talk with him about the various readings, find out which one is good for you, and at least get this half-hour tarot reading for $50. I mean, what a fantastic offering, and 10% off of that. So, Stefan, what is your phone number? How can people reach you?
They can call me at 206-903-9538.
All right, I'll repeat that, 206-903-9538. Of course, that information is on the homepage of our website. Just go to the calendar, go to Stefan Bunnell today, and his number is there, 206-903-9538, or go to his website. And what is that again?
SpiritualCompany.com.
SpiritualCompany.com. Be sure and request the newsletter, and it will come to your mailbox. Do you put that out quarterly, Stefan?
Oh, I put out now a monthly forecast for the month.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I do monthly. And then the newsletters come out when I feel like I have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they vary. Sometimes they're every month, and sometimes they're twice in a month, and sometimes they're every 3 months. So that kind of varies, because I don't really like to say something unless I really feel like, okay, I have something to say now.
All right, so sign up for the newsletter, sign up for the monthly updates at spiritualcompany.com. And again, Stefan Vanel's phone number with his 10% discount for Seeing Beyond listeners, 206-903-9538. All right, let's come back and talk about the Cardinal Cross and other impending astrological phenomena. That's next, right here on Seeing Beyond. Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at BioAge.com.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, master life coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
We're back. I'm Bonnie Colleen. We're here with Master Astrologer Stefan Vanel. He's got two books out, The Astrological Karma of the USA, and his second book, Charles and Diana, The Inside Story, An Astrological Karmic View. He also has a new CD available, and that is called The Astrological Karma of the U.S. For those of you who'd like to listen instead of read, and the cost of that is just $16, including shipping and handling. And again, you can call for that, 206-903-9538. Well, apparently we've had or are in the process of having a cardinal cross, which is a pretty big darn deal. What is it? When was it or is it? And what's going on with it, Stefan?
Well, you know, astrologers like to point out things in different ways, and sometimes they get a little sensational.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, what's really going on in the background is Pluto in Capricorn, which is in tension with both ends of this Saturn-Uranus opposition. Okay, now the cardinal cross more happened like in June, you know, when the Sun in Cancer, you know, made the whole square.
Mm-hmm.
And but the planets that are getting really tweaked by this cardinal cross right now, if you have anything in the early degrees of a cardinal sign, those being Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. You know, if you're in the first days of those signs.
You mean if you were born like...
Pluto, Uranus, and Saturn are all hitting you pretty hard right now.
Are you saying that if you were like, born in the beginning of those signs?
Right.
The first five days, let's say?
Yep.
And what are those?
Yep.
What are the cardinal signs again?
They're Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Those are the signs that begin the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aries is the beginning of spring, Cancer is the beginning of summer, Libra is the beginning of fall, Capricorn is the beginning of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like I noted that it was going to hit the chart of Pakistan pretty hard. know, back in the beginning of the year, you know, when my forecasts that I did for the year that I put up on your website, you know, and I said that that was one place to watch, you know. So we were all wondering what this last Saturn-Uranus opposition was going to be like, and it, you know, and it wasn't that bad. I mean, I think it's also relatable to the big WikiLeaks thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's like Uranus technology undermining the Saturnian status quo. But it wasn't like too heavy in this country. That was also the day that Tony Hayward got deposed as CEO of BP. But if you're a Pakistani, you know, I mean, it's like they had their worst air crash in history. They had the WikiLeaks revealing, you know, that Pakistani intelligence were supporting the Taliban in Afghan, and then David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, speaking negatively about Pakistan, and then they had those horrible floods. So I said in my last newsletter, if you're a Pakistani, you might feel a little bit like Job in the Bible, you know.
Right.
Just getting hit with thing after thing. Now, the United States, this T-square is what it really is. You know, and then if you have something in the early degrees of cancer, that completes the grand cross. And the United States has its Venus and its Jupiter in those early degrees of cancer. But we also have it in our house of partnership and relationships, which is a lot of intensity involving our relationship with our partners, you know, our allies, like Pakistan and things like that. So, you know, but the Pluto in Capricorn, see, that's the slow-moving, deep death, rebirth, transformation that really goes on for a generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pluto stays in the same sign for 16 to 25 years.
Right.
And, you know, that's one of the predictions I made in my book, that when Pluto was to go into Capricorn in 2008, I predicted that that could wreak havoc on the world economy.
Well, I think you get an A-plus on that prediction.
Yeah, yeah. But the theme of that, which is really Pluto makes you look at whether you're coming from love or fear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like it kind of pulls the rug out from under being overly identified with material reality for your security and your identity. But it also is going to be like a restructuring of our economic world system, which
mm-hmm.
obviously needs some restructuring. And the thing is, we can do this gracefully, or we can do it kicking and screaming. You know, the planets hit, and they don't, you know, they don't determine what's going to happen. They just tell you what the lesson is. And then we have the free will as to whether we, you know, can just really go with that and really embrace it and learn it, or whether we have to get hit, you know, a little bit harder.
All right, so what would you say then is the lesson of Pluto going into Capricorn in 2008 and staying there for a generation?
Okay, well, this is what, the way to understand what a planet in a sign really means, it's really useful to know what the Master Hilarion has said about being the, having the sun in that sign. And this is what he says about someone who is Capricorn. But at my lectures, and I would continue to do this to all your listeners, if anyone out there is listening to this kind of show and you are a Capricorn, you are clearly one of the evolved ones.
You're clearly what?
Cover my act a little bit.
Say that again. You're clearly what, Stefan?
One of the evolved ones.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. I just do that to cover my act a little bit.
Right.
Because Hilarion says someone who is Capricorn is someone who has in previous lives accomplished a lot in material terms
mm-hmm.
and helped other people in material ways. And it gives them in this life a lot of ambition to make something of themselves in the eyes of the world. And it gives them a lot of self-reliance, the ability to rely on themselves. But that is where they will tend to put their faith. It's harder than for the average person, for a Capricorn, to really surrender and be vulnerable to what they cannot touch. Vulnerability being a difficult word for many Capricorns. And although difficult, it's not impossible. And the Capricorn who succeeds in opening this Saturnian ring pass knot of belief, Saturn rules Capricorn, accomplishes more than what other souls have to contend with. And a lot of spiritual teachers are actually Capricorns. But I said Pluto going into Capricorn is likely to affect that kind of consciousness of being overly identified with material, concrete reality for your security and identity. I mean, I like the T-shirt I saw in Hawaii that says, "He who dies with the most toys still dies."
Right.
And I did predict that the United States would likely be a major player in this, you know, upheaval around finances and in the economy, because the United States is born with Pluto in Capricorn. That's the last time Pluto was in Capricorn, the 1700s. And that was a time that was a transformation period relatable to the old feudal aristocracy land-based economy of the world,
mm-hmm.
that allowed capitalism to come in, that freed people from just their birthright heritage. You know, and the United States was a major player in creating that kind of new economic model and the new freedom for it. Well, now we're on the next turn of the spiral, and it's like a revisiting of the capitalist system. You know, and in the in my book, the one lens that I was using to look at this was global warming, because I didn't know anything about subprime mortgages and credit default swaps at that point, back in 2004. But clearly global warming and the depletion of oil supplies and so on, you know, we need to transform the way we live materially on this planet. And Pluto will be in Capricorn until 2025. So this is a long period of transformation. We're just in the beginning of it, really. But you can see how its entry in 2008, you know, just right away just sent a shock to the system.
Oh, boy, has it ever.
Which, you know, got people questioning, wondering, you know, and so on. And obviously, you know, a system that's based on power and greed is really not the best.
Well, things need to change. Things are changing. The one thing that we can absolutely count on in life is change, and yet so many times we don't want to embrace it. And like you said, we can either decide that we're going to embrace this change, or we can be at the effect of it, and it might not be too pleasant. Well, Stefan Vanel is offering you, Seeing Beyond listeners, 10% off of his readings. His half-hour tarot reading over the telephone is just $50, and then you get 10% off of that. A one-hour tarot Celtic cross reading is $90. His Tree of Life reading, $170. His full astrological reading, 2 hours in length, and that doesn't include, of course, his prep time, $200. And 3 hours with him, which includes the Tree of Life reading and the astrological reading, which I received some years ago, and it was so valuable, $295. And all of those prices for you, you get 10% off. Here's his number, 206-903-9538, 206-903-9538. You can also sign up for his newsletter, which he's happy to send out to you, and his monthly astrological updates at spiritualcompany.com. All right, we've got more, so stay with us as we continue to look at what's going on astrologically right here on Seeing Beyond.
Probiotics have been shown to be beneficial in many ways. Introducing these friendly bacteria into your intestines can make the environment unfriendly to harmful bacteria that may reside inside your body. Modern lifestyles can be very harsh on these friendly bacteria. Stress, processed foods, antibiotics, hormone replacement, and chlorinated water can all harm our intestinal balance. Loss of that balance often results in fatigue and a compromised immune response. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus normalizes the microflora in the intestinal tract, reestablishes the colon's optimum pH level, and suppresses the growth of bad bacteria while stimulating the immune system. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is unlike any other product available today. Boost your family's immune system year-round with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at BioAge.com.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Welcome back. We're talking about the astrology of these times with master astrologer Stefan Vanel. He's made many predictions on our Seeing Beyond website. You know, we do the predictions at the beginning of the year. So just go to seeingbeyond.com, click on predictions 2010, go to his name, click on that, and there will be a whole page of predictions by Stefan Vanel. Read them for yourself. Okay, Stefan, so we've had this Grand Cross, which you feel like was a big deal, but not a huge deal. We've had the Saturn-Uranus oppositions, which are now over. The big, big deal as far as the long-lasting nature of it, because it's going to be going on until 2025, is that Pluto has moved out of Sagittarius and into Capricorn, and that's affecting us worldly. I mean, it's on a worldwide basis, and it's going to be for a long time. It's really a generational kind of a thing. Anything else up there that, especially around people looking at, oh, my gosh, we're almost to 2012. Anything else that we need to be especially aware of, astrologically speaking?
Yes. I just attended an astrology conference this spring, and someone made an interesting comment that astrologers are like the canaries in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we smell the vapors before anyone else does. And there's two major things going on over the next few years, starting in 2011. And in the foreground is there's going between 2011 and 2015, there's going to be seven Pluto-Uranus squares.
Wow.
This is very, very intense. This is majorly transformative.
Okay, and so repeat that. It's going to happen how many times?
Seven times, which is really amazingly unusual. I mean, usually when this happens, it's maybe four or five times.
Okay, and that's going to be going from when to when?
From 2011 until 2015.
All right, and that's Uranus squaring Pluto.
Right.
Okay.
And they haven't been in tension with each other like that since the 1930s.
Oh, okay.
But the time frame that I like to reference for this, because that Pluto-Uranus squares in the 30s, those were waning squares. That was like at the end of a big cycle.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1960s, there was a Pluto-Uranus conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the astrological signature of what we now refer to as the 60s,
mm-hmm.
which you folks there in San Francisco should know all about that.
Right.
And, you know, and those of us old enough to remember the 60s could say that was a time of major transformation, you know, where huge numbers of people were totally questioning what they were told and what reality was. And, you know, and it was deep Plutonian instinctual death rebirth from the underworld and the sexual revolution and Uranian eccentricity and freedom and independence and revolution. And it was all around the world. It was the student riots in Paris, the Russian tanks in Prague, the Cultural Revolution in China. It was on top of the Neptune of the United States. We had the best music. But, and that was a time where a lot of transformation started happening. And then those planets started to separate. And the energy got not as intense. But then in 2011, they start to square each other, and that's like the first quarter cycle in a lunar cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the first test and challenge as to how well you've lived up to the vision in the seed, you know, that new moon being the seed. And there was a lot of visions given in the 60s, but I think the Beatles summed it up. Love is all there is.
Mm.
In fact, I asked a Mayan priest from the Yucatan what's going to happen on December 21st, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar. And he said, everyone will have to choose. They can choose love or they can choose fear. But they have to choose. So that's, you know, but behind that, and another start of another long cycle, about a 12-year cycle, is Neptune in 2011 is going to go into Pisces. And Neptune rules Pisces. So it's a really good place for Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the Pluto-Uranus could also deal with, you know, again, it's this Pluto in Capricorn, this transformation of economic and governmental and business structures, and with Uranian kind of intensity and freedom and you know, and revolutionary zeal. But behind it is Neptune in Pisces, which is real spiritual surrender and healing and compassion. And you might remember in the newsletter I wrote about the BP spill,
right?
I noted how Neptune had just conjuncted the moon of the United States like 20 days before the spill. And Neptune rules the ocean, it rules the oil industry, and it involves victimhood and martyrdom and vulnerability. And at this conference, astrologer Stephen Forrest made a really neat comment about Neptune going into Pisces. And he said it's like an abusive relationship. And the woman being abused finally says to the partner, unless you get help, I'm leaving. So he goes into therapy, and he goes to 5 sessions, and then he quits. And it wouldn't be uncommon for the therapist to say he just wasn't feeling enough pain yet.
Mm-hmm.
He said, with Neptune in Pisces, we're going to feel enough pain to be willing to get help. And that's what I also see about the BP spill. It's like just feeling everybody, just feeling the agony of that oozing oil that just couldn't be stopped for so long. And we're all part of it every time we step on the gas or ride in a vehicle. And it's just feeling that, you know, we got to do something different. You know, and normally I would see the Neptune conjuncting the moon of the United States as a positive thing. And that's been going on. It first hit at the time of Obama's inauguration when we were all feeling a lot of hope and optimism about things could change and we could all be more surrendered to a, you know, an Aquarian brotherhood and sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a way that the spill and the Gulf has also kind of brought us together, admittedly in this kind of painful, tragic way.
Well, but definitely
Neptune
think more and more
Pisces, I do think, I feel real positive about it. I feel like there's going to be a lot of healing, a lot of spirituality and mysticism, you know, moving into the world through that.
Right, so just like with
even though there may be this intense Pluto-Uranus, you know, transformational energy as well.
So just like with the oil spill, of course it was a huge tragedy, but there was also a lot of coming together and people saying, how can I help, and how can I help you, and
right.
How can I help the Gulf? And so
right.
It sounds
yeah.
to me like that's what you're saying. So we're going to have 7 Uranus-Pluto squares from 2011 to 2015, all meant to be, of course, all connected with the end of the Mayan calendar. Pluto is in Capricorn, of course. And what will Uranus be in?
It'll be in Aries.
Aries. Oh, my gosh. Well, you can't
yeah.
be too much more opposite than Uranus and Pluto, or than Aries and Capricorn.
Yeah, well, someone who is Aries is someone who in some previous lifetime risked their own life
mm-hmm.
to come to the rescue of another individual.
Mm-hmm.
And as a reward for that, they're given in this life an additional energy, physically, mentally, or emotionally. Their lesson is to be able to express that energy in such a way that it doesn't harm others or themselves through aggressive or violent expression and behavior. Although there tends to be 2 kinds of Aries, there's what we call the obvious Aries. They are usually beating up everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what we call the quiet Aries. and they are usually beating up themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson is don't beat up anybody, just chill.
I love that, as you're driving around in your red car, because most Aries love red cars. Well, you are just filled with so much information, and Stefan Vanel can be imparting his information to you and personally. So, for example, he's got my curiosity up. I'm a Sag. I want to know, well, what was I in a past life that is affecting me now because I'm a Sag? He talked about Capricorn, and he talked about Aries. So you can find out about that. You can find out more about your future, about who you are. You can find more about the psychology of who you truly are. He's got various readings, various prices, but for all of them, he's giving you, Seeing Beyond listeners, a 10% discount. So for a half an hour, and he does all this over the telephone for you, a half an hour tarot reading, $50, a 1 hour Celtic cross tarot reading, $90, the Tree of Life Kabbalah reading, $170, the astrological reading, 2 hours, and of course that includes his prep time too, $200. And then if you want the Tree of Life reading and the astrological reading together, which is 3 hours, that's $295. Now take those prices and deduct 10%, and that's the price to you because you're a Seeing Beyond listener, and it is number 206-903-9538. 206-903-9538. Find out more about Stefan and his work at spiritualcompany.com, and find out more about what Stefan Vanel had to say about the year 2010 on our prediction page. Just simply go to seeingbeyond.com, click on 2010 predictions. It's right there at the top of the home page. Go to Stefan Vanel, click on his name, and you'll have a whole page of his predictions. Okay, let's come back and talk about these times with more detail. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at bioage.com. We're talking about Us in These Times with astrologer Stefan Vanel. And again, you can reach him at 206-903-9538. Now, Stefan, besides being an astrologer, you make, it sounds like most of your decisions based on the tarot. And I know that you did a Tree of Life reading with me, which had to do with the tarot and with my astrology, and it was just fascinating. It was so in-depth, and I'll never forget it. Well, let's talk a little bit about tarot. Is there one card that really describes this year of 2010, one card that kind of stands out as a guide for us?
Oh, that's a little hard to say because there's always such a mix of influences. One thing that's interesting in terms of this Pluto and Capricorn is, you know, my book, The Astrological Karma of the USA, that was based on the fact that I had a lecture scheduled for the evening of September 12th, 2001.
Oh, wow.
Which turned out to be a heavy night for a lecture, and that's when I decided to look at the astrology chart of the United States, which I had never really studied before because I'm usually sorting out people and not countries. But on that night, I had to see what was going on. But on that night, I did a tarot card reading for the United States. And that's one of the later chapters in the book. And I won't go into the whole reading, but the outcome card, you know, the possible outcome of the whole cycle of events I was looking at, was the card that actually corresponds to the higher aspect of Capricorn. And it's a good card, although it might not sound like it.
Yes.
It was the Devil.
What is the Devil card?
Well, the Devil in the... See, I do also believe that the tarot cards get arranged according to the understanding of the reader.
Right.
Okay, so there's no, like, one definition that you could say is right for everybody. But those who study the Kabbalistic system of the tarot, where the relationship between the tarot and the Tree of Life is really the key to the deeper wisdom of the tarot, and this is actually the next book I'm going to write, you know, my own take on this system and the way I use it and apply it. All of the major arcana cards, the ones that have names like the Fool, the Magician, the Priestess, the Hanged Man, Death, these are 22 pathways of initiation on the Tree of Life from one sphere of consciousness to another. And they're all positive, necessary experiences. They correspond to the 22 Hebrew letters and the 12 astrological signs and 10 planets. And they're all necessary, positive experiences. Some are more pleasant than others. And the Devil is the initiation where you must face your own devil. That which blocks or limits you from being who you really are and can be. Seeing clearly the illusions that have been laid onto you by parents or society or past or present relationships or your own false beliefs that are not really true. Where it's only your belief in those illusions that gives them power over you. The reason the Devil is a good card is until you can see your devil, you can't do anything to get past it. So it is where you got to face the music about yourself and see what's real and not real. And that's what the United States, in the end, is going to really do with itself. See this Pluto-Uranus square from Aries-Capricorn? Well, Pluto will be in exact opposition to the Sun of the United States. And Uranus will be exactly squaring the Sun of the United States. So it's going to be mega intense in this country, major transformation. And but it's going to deal with our Sun in Cancer, which is who we really are. That's our true potential, to be this caring, nurturing, mothering being, the best symbol of which, to me, is the Statue of Liberty, the female goddess at the edge of the sea in the poem that says, "Send me your poor and huddled masses to these shores to create a new life." And that's what we're supposed to be about. And now the Master Hilarion says a lot of people's challenge is to get back in touch with their sun sign, because that's who you really are, that's your, you know, your true soul essence. And other factors in the chart can take you away from that. And I think at times the United States gets pretty distant from its true potential to be this caring, nurturing, mothering being. And we're going to be really confronted with that and really have to look deep into that. I don't know exactly how. One comment astrologer made at the conference is with Uranus transits, the only thing you can predict is that it will be unpredictable.
Well, we've seen a lot of that lately.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, all the planets rotate the same direction except Uranus. It rotates a totally different direction. So it's a whole different spin. But, you know, and it can play in different ways. You know, but I do sometimes fear the polarization that's taking place in this country right now. You know, that just seems to be getting like more and more aggravated, and this could like, you know, come to a head over the next few years.
Right.
Like the 2012 election, I don't even want to start to think about that. Jeez.
Isn't that interesting that we're going to have a national election in 2012? I mean, that seems pretty destined, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, just like having a Saturn-Uranus opposition on the exact day of the election.
Right, 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 right.
We're all, you know, we just seem to be in the crosshairs of fate right now.
Now, what do you say to the fact that scientists are telling us that Pluto is not really a planet, and yet it is so important in astrology? I mean, here, the fact that Pluto is in Capricorn for a whole generation is just really affecting everybody, and yet the scientists are telling us, oh, Pluto isn't even a planet. What do you as an astrologer say about that?
Well, it's interesting because someone told me that one of the reasons they did that was had to do with money.
How's that?
There's a certain branch of scientists that are responsible for observing the planets.
Mm-hmm.
And another branch of scientists who are responsible for observing everything else. And so if Pluto got demoted from a planet, that meant that observing Pluto and the money allocated for that would go to the other branch of scientists.
Oh.
And that they stacked the meeting when they voted on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. That's hearsay for me, so that's curious.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, it's like before they actually saw Pluto, they thought it was much larger than it is because they knew it was there because they could observe its effects on the orbit of Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the pull that it had on Neptune, mm-hmm. and it had such a strong pull that they thought it was much stronger, I mean, much larger. Now, the fact is, when they actually saw it, they came to realize it was much smaller, but the reason it has such a strong effect is because it is so incredibly dense.
Right.
Which begs the question, now, what really validates an entity in space being attributed as a major player in our system? You know, its size, like a big puffed up gassy thing like Jupiter, or its actual, you know, in density and effect, concrete effect within the system.
Well, and I think it's interesting that Jupiter is the planet, among other things, of expansion, and Pluto is definitely the planet of depth.
Right.
Depth and density.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, at the conference, they said that Pluto kind of likes being demoted because he likes being secret and in the underworld and his power not really being recognized.
Right. Well, it sounds like Pluto hasn't been underrated in your. It hasn't been undermined in your view.
Well,
in other words,
astrologers
you feel it's very
know
important.
The effects of Pluto too well, you know.
Yeah. So the effect of it is what we're looking at, and whether a few scientists say it's not a planet or not is not going to waver with that.
It hasn't changed our opinion one bit.
Right. Stefan, we just have a few minutes left, and it's been so great having you here with us. I've been telling Seen Beyond listeners that you'd be back on the air with us and really explaining some of these things that are so important. And, of course, people, you can always rehear this. It'll be up on our website by tomorrow, so you can hear it on the archive programs, have your friends listen to it. And you know, Stefan, right now you're being streamed live so people all over the world can hear you. So Seeing Beyond, speaking of Jupiter, and I'm a Sag, so I'm ruled by Jupiter, but we're definitely in an expansive stage, which is wonderful. But Stefan, why don't you invite our listeners to get a reading with you? Because I can't think of a more important time to get an in-depth reading about our soul level, who we truly are.
Well, that's what we're here for, you know. And astrology is, you know, one of the most incredible gifts the Creator has given us. You know, like the way astrology works, it's not that you're born and then a planet zap you. It's a symbolic language which is made use of by your guides, your spirit guides, so that the moment of your birth is purposely arranged to be at a time when the heavens symbolically reflect the lessons and experiences your soul agreed to work on and grow through in this lifetime. And, you know, and it speeds your evolution so much. I mean, as I say, it doesn't take away some elements in my chart, but now I know about it, you know, and it's like, and now I can be more responsible with it and make, you know, more conscious choices as to how I'm going to respond to things as they occur. And I'd be happy to, you know, use my expertise with anyone who's interested. And of course, you know, my specialty is combining the astrology with that Tree of Life reading. Because to me, astrology will show the lessons your soul agreed to work on and grow through in this lifetime. And we can look at the transits and progressions, and that shows what kind of things are hitting you now and in the years ahead. But with astrology by itself, you can't see what you're doing with that or what growth you've reached having worked on those things for these many years already. And that's what I can see in the cards. So my latest analogy is the astrology chart is the curriculum you signed up for in this life. The transits are your current exams. And the reading is your report cards. We can all relate to that analogy. And, you know, but I also prefer to use the tarot to help people with specific questions or decisions. You know, astrology to me will show why you're in the boat you're in and what you need to learn, but I never use astrology to tell people what to do because that would be influenced by my personal opinion, and it's against my ethics to do that because my opinion might be off. Whereas when I use the tarot cards, I honestly feel that's us asking spirit directly, you know, and I trust my ability to be objective with what the cards are trying to tell you.
Well, Stefan is very generously offering 10% off on all of his readings for you, and you can start with a half an hour tarot reading over the telephone for just $50. Take 10% off of that. A 1 hour tarot Celtic cross reading, $90. A Tree of Life reading, $170. A full astrological reading, which is 2 hours in length, not counting the time that Stefan prepares, $200. And then for the Tree of Life reading and the astrological reading, $295. Now take 10% off of any of those and call Stefan Bonnell at 206-903-9538. 206-903-9538, and be sure and go to his website, spiritualcompany.com, and sign up for his newsletter. All righty, we're going to be back again on Monday, so I hope that you can join us as I'll be there in the studio with Dr. Catherine Athens taking your phone calls. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
A Return to Healing by Dr. Lynn Sabine.